We are coming to this scripture from Matthew's gospel today. You may recognize this as the end to this series of teachings that Jesus is giving, sometimes called the Sermon on the Mount or the Sermon on the Plain, where it begins with these Beatitudes, is telling a story to the people who are gathered there about who they are, how they already bear within them the world that God is coming to bring into being through Jesus Christ. This is an encouragement to a people who have found themselves on the losing side of history as the Jewish people, now under occupied Rome, but who have this history of being pushed down and pushed under. And in today, we get to hear the story about them no longer being the people on the back end of history, those who people look to with pity and scorn, but actually being the sign of God's love and care in the world. The way that people look into the darkness and see that God's presence is with them. And I'm so excited to have Kathy with us today to share her story of what it means to be a light on the hill, salt and light.
Well, thank you, Melissa. I think there's supposed to be a song.
Yes, we have a video, a special video that Dennis took.
Oh, so cute. Anyway, we really needed your guitar and your singing to help keep us on tune and to lead us through that song, Mr. David. Mr. David does music time with us once a week, and the children really enjoy it. Anyway, they're a cute group. This is happy 4th of July weekend. Yeah, right. So, not much to celebrate in America these days. These are dark days for our country, for us as a people. It's hard. It's really hard to find the joy, to be the salt of the earth, to keep our spirits up and stay positive during these stressful days of COVID-19 that are filled with sickness and death and racial injustice, outrageous incompetence from leadership, and police brutality against people of color, especially against African Americans. So finding ways to process the awfulness of all this and soothe our spirits is a challenge. What helps me deal with all the ugliness of this time is music and walking every night between 8 and 9. I love music, all kinds of music. I love rock, classical, hip hop, gospel, praise music, country, even opera. Music and exercise de-stress my spirit. Music calms my troubled mind and soothes my soul. It lifts me up when I feel down and motivates me when I need to complete a task, a boring task especially, like cleaning the house or washing the floor. It also helps move me forward on long-term goals, such as organizing my preschool curriculum. It also encourages me when I feel overwhelmed. Worshiping God through music is my most favorite way of breathing in my faith and expressing my faith. I selected this song, This Little Light of Mine, because it's one of my favorite songs that we sing with the children at preschool. It reminds me of happy times with them singing in the bus and seeing the joy on their faces when they sing, I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart with Mr. David and his guitar. Well, preparing for this time of sharing, I did a little bit of research and I discovered that this song is so very appropriate for right now, for this time in history in the United States of America. This Little Light of Mine may have been originally written for children but it became an important folk song during the civil rights movement in the 50s and 60s. Zofia Horton, a musician and folklorist who was well known for repurposing hymns into freedom songs, such as We Shall Overcome, she taught her version of This Little Light of Mine to Pete Seeger. And by the late 1960s, it became an important protest anthem for the civil rights movement. Freedom singer Rutha Mae Harris said during civil rights marches, "This little light of mine helped steady protesters' nerves as abusive police officers threatened to beat them or worse." Ms. Harris said, "Music was our anchor. It kept us from being afraid. You start singing a song and somehow those billy clubs would not hit you." It played a very important role in the movement. Candy Carowin, another leader in the civil rights movement, said, "Songs like This Little Light of Mine could be nonviolent weapons. It's a way to speak to power in a way that's not going to get you shot. It's a way to say, this is what we think, this is what we feel, but you're singing it." Fannie Lou Hamer, a civil rights and right to vote leader, would sing This Little Light of Mine every time she was arrested for trying to register to vote in Mississippi in the 50s and 60s. And more recently, on Saturday, August 12th, 2017, in Charlottesville, Virginia, Reverend Sekou led clergy and leaders of different faith communities in several verses of This Little Light of Mine at the counter protest to the Unite the Right rally. If you remember, that rally was organized by white supremacists and neo-Nazis in protest of the removal of the statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Reverend Sekou said tensions were rising between the two groups, and he knew something needed to change the charged atmosphere. So he began singing This Little Light of Mine. Sekou said the counter-protesters sang. As they sang, the tensions went down, and it shook the Nazis. They didn't know what to do with all that joy. "We weren't going to let the darkness have the last word," he said. Arthur Hayden Royster, while writing about the history of the song, said, "This Little Light of Mine is more than a sing-along song. It's a rallying cry. It's about meeting the darkness with unwavering hope. My hope during these dark days is that we, as people of faith, can breathe in God's light and love with childlike joy and bring peace to our distressed lives so that our spirits may be strong enough to reflect God's light and love in our troubled world, and especially in our violent country."